Well, it's certainly good to be back in the Lord's house. Always is. I remember a time that I didn't like to go to church. When I was a little boy, I loved to go. But once the Lord started dealing my heart, I didn't want to go. But it needed to be that way. And you pray for us. I thank God for being appreciating his prayers this week. I've been through a bunch of tests, and all of them turned out good. Said it must be my inner ear. So it's dizziness I've got. But you pray for us and pray that God might bless. I'm going to read some in Ephesians, the second chapter. I appreciate being here. I appreciate the Sunday school, the young men that stood up here and done what they could do. And it's important when we start out. And I appreciate young people's day.
Amen.
I can remember a time when a child didn't do nothing in church but sit, keep their mouth shut. Young people, I'm serious. I can remember that. But I still say the best way is to learn the experience.
Amen.
You can read every book in the Bible. Read every book that you can find and get all the wisdom you want to get. But you won't know how to do it till you do it. And then you won't be. Then when you do get big enough for the Lord to deal with you, and that same spirit is dealing with you lost, be the same one that leads you when you get saved.
Amen.
Same one. And I thank God for it. You pray for us for a little while. I don't really know what I'm going to do. There's a thought been on my heart for a little while now. And I'd like to be what God wants me to be. I don't want to be a bit bigger. And I guess the greatest evangelist I've ever read about was Paul. And you know what he said about himself? I'm less than the least. And, well, you ought not to do that, preacher. Well, John brought us the way to get to grace. And you know what? He said, I'm just a voice. In the wilderness, cry and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now, how can we do that? You read about the parable of the sower of the seeds. That's an important scripture. And there's a lesson in it for us. The seed was sowed, but it fell by the wayside. And you're going to think I'm crazy. But they didn't understand a thing about the seed, nor who gave it. And therefore the devil come along and took it away from them. But if they'd have been in Sunday school and taught about Jesus from the time they're little, raised up, ain't no sign they're going to do everything right. But then there's one that heard it, and he was on stony ground, rebellious. Mar, you ain't got none. Huh? I got rebellious still in me. I've still got Lamar.
Yeah.
Lamar wants the best for him.
Yeah.
But that man on the inside wants the best for you and yours. Paul told him, said, I'm not after you, I'm after yours. And you know what he was talking about? I told Randy a minute ago, I said, look there at that crop. I'm serious. But
yeah.
You pray for us. The word habitation come on my heart one day. And I know what a habitat is. It's a place you can survive.
Yeah.
Means has been put there for you to survive, and that's a habitat. God needs a place to live today.
Yeah.
Oh, Lamar, he's alive. Yeah, he is. He's in heaven.
Yeah.
And that's where he has to be. I couldn't stand justice today, people.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. But Robert, there ain't no way. Justice means everything has got to be perfect. I heard something the other day. I don't leave it with you. As a young man, he had got in church and he got doing what I'd done when I first got saved, you know, looking at everybody else and seeing their faults. And you done it? Yeah, I did. I got caught up in that pretty bad and I found out I was starving to death.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get nothing at church.
Amen.
I wouldn't. But there's an older man listening to that young man. He's come telling about this and here and that and over. And that old man just let him talk. And after a while, he stopped and he said, "Young man, I'll ask you one question, okay?" He said, "Are you perfect?" Stunned him. "Well, no." He said, "Why are you expecting everybody else to be then?" We ain't. Now, some people may tell you, "We've got rid of this thing." I've not. I've still got one more. Every time I get up in the morning, I've got that rascal of fire. You know why I've got him? That's the devil's playground. But I'm glad, thank God, today there was somebody come inside of my heart. 1961. Been took to church all my life. And the young man sitting up here this morning talking about some things that I'd heard it. I'd seen it. I could tell when he come in the house.
Yeah.
What? I could tell when the Spirit came. It just, I'll tell you, it's a whole different atmosphere. When the Spirit of God, you know what God does? He's a gatherer. He gathers us together to Him. But let me read just a little bit. I start in the 13th verse, the second chapter of Ephesians. It says, "But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace." Thank God. "Who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh." The same message to us that are saved is the same message to a lost and dying world. We've got to trust Jesus. Huh? We can't do it. We can't do it on our own. Listen to what he said. "And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father." "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners." Thank God. "But fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets." This is the answer: Jesus Christ Himself. That is the foundation, folks. Listen to this now. "Being the chief cornerstone, in whom ye also are builded," listen now, "together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." Place of protection. A place that will bring a rest to us. And I'm not talking about after we die either. I'm talking about a rest that we can have, that you can be assured. Be assured that everything's all right between you and God. You said, "How can I do that, Lamar?" Listen to that Spirit that speaks to your heart. I could count you, I guess, a few minutes how many, but that's how many different ways is in here. What? We've all got our way about this. I've got my way. I don't like it either. There's ways about me that I don't like, but I can't get rid of him. Why? Because he reminds me of things. But I'm glad I've got one. He whispers sweet peace to me. Even in my troubles and my cares, and when I'm down on the bottom, you know what he always tells me? I thought about somebody this morning talking about how that he tried to get away from the Lord. Tried this, keep him out of his life. Where's she at? I heard her talking about that grandson that didn't want you talking to him. He's already talking to him. Why? He don't want to hear about it. Because he troubles him at night. Them thoughts. Once you hear about God and his goodness, you know what? You'll never get away. Oh yeah, well, the rich man's in hell. He didn't get away from it. He still remembered the Father. And he remembered the Father was merciful and kind to one another. And you know what most of us, you know where kindness comes from? L-O-V-E. Amen. You know where mercy comes from? L-O-V-E. Amen. You know where long-suffering comes from? L-O-V-E. Amen. Go to Little John, read about God is L-O-V-E. Amen. What do you mean, Lamar? He loves us when we're good. And he loves us when, how does he love us when we're bad? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Did you know Christ? Christ is our reconciler. Amen. The Spirit that Christ said, I'm going away, it broke the disciples' hearts. Yeah, boy, they thought, boy, he's here. We've got it. I ain't got it yet. What? I'm saved. But I ain't got that complete fellowship with him like I'd like to have. Why? As long as I'm in this natural man, I'm going to have a battle. Now, I don't know about you, but I have that battle. And it ain't a lot of, and I've overcome a lot of them. How? I read to you through Christ. Through Christ. Believing upon his name and trusting in him. You know what? I know what the devil, I told them in Sunday school, you know what? It wasn't just a few minutes after I got saved and welcomed Verity. Till guess what? The devil said, boy, you've done it now. Yeah. You told them people down there, and you hope when you was a little boy that you got saved. That's where you, he wanted me to believe that. You know why? Because what had happened to me that night conquered him. Will you have it? If I'll just let Jesus have his way in my heart, I'll have a habitation in my heart for God to abide and reach out and touch up. Huh? There's no good thing in this thing. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, but that thing ain't of this thing. You see, this man is of Adam. And this man's going to die one of these days, going back to the dust of the earth where I come from. But that spirit, that saving of a soul. You know what a big, fine, educated doctor said? Said, I've operated on no telling how many. I've never found the soul. You can't see the soul. Anything you can put your eyes on is temporal. It will pass away. But that I put my faith in that night. I didn't do it. Where did my faith come from? God give to every man, woman, boy, girl, a measure of faith. It's in there already. We ain't happy. And all I want it just for yours. Well, no, my girls is grown. I can't make them do nothing. They're on their own. But thank God, I know one that we've told them about. Not just me, but the church has told about. Lamar, it's a shame to go there. I know some people believe that. Yeah. I know some people preach that. Yeah.
Then it's a shame for a church member to go back to church. Now, when God speaks to your heart, that's the time to do it.
Amen.
If it's in your car going down the road, you need to shut your eyes.
Amen.
Huh? If it's in church, that's elders, not just for mourners. It's for everybody.
Amen.
It's a place. And I'll tell you, but I'll tell you, something's got to be there. Them cherubim has got to be there.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the ones we look at, Randy Jack. The Spirit.
Yeah.
I guarantee one thing, the devil, somebody said something about the devil has to leave. I'll tell you what makes him leave. Spirit. He can't stand the Spirit. Oh, what do you mean, Lamar? When the Spirit of love, that, what is the Spirit of God, folks? Can you spell it? L-O-V-E.
Yeah.
That's the Spirit. I can read it to you. You can go over to Galatians and read about all them things. Big long list of things that says, no, do, don't do, don't do, don't do. And then it comes down and says, but the fruit of, not fruits,
yeah.
but the fruit of the Spirit is love,
yeah.
joy,
yeah.
peace, and mercy and all. Name them things. That's what the church is.
Yeah.
You know what the devil tells people, folks? I'm going to tell you something. We need the Spirit. I need Him. God told me here a while back, said, quit saying you. You know, here, baby, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. God told me to quit saying that. I need to do it. Huh? I'm serious. He's telling me the truth. As long as I'm pointing at you, I ain't talking about me. But guess what? When I do this, there's three right there. You know who the three are? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now, I know the Father. He can't come down here and live in us. He's too mighty. But you know what? He's small enough to live right in there. He even took his hand and measured the waters in the sea.
Yeah.
Just spoke and this was done and that. Lamar, would it happen today? If I can believe and be willing, it can happen. But Lamar, I've prayed for that. You might not be praying God's will.
Yeah.
I found myself not praying God's will. I found something. I won't tell you about it. You find something good when it's in your power to do it. Don't not give it to Him. Give it to Him. The Lord gives it to you. I'd get to praying, and I'd just pray and asking God for this and asking God for that. Couldn't get nowhere. And all of a sudden, that little fellow that was right in, he said, why don't you try thanking Him for what He's already done?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know what happened? He filled the house.
Yeah.
What? They talk about that warm, wonderful feeling. It comes over you. That's spelled L-O-V-E.
Bless the Lord.
Did you know hatred can't abide where love is?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like so-and-so. My Bible said for me to pray for him.
Yeah.
Or her, or whoever it is. Do them good anyway.
Yeah.
This thing right here will not do that. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this thing you see right here. This thing right here will not do that, Robert. The nature of man is, let him have it if he hits you. But you know what the love of God says? Pray for him.
Yeah.
Do him good.
Yeah.
Do this and do that. And every bit of it is of God, folks.
Yeah.
Why? He's trying to gather this out of this. You understand me? And one of these days, somebody will lay them right there across my body.
Yeah.
And I won't have him no more.
Yeah.
But Lamar, what about in the resurrection? This thing ain't coming up.
Yeah.
They say this cement is going to be plowed like a field. I don't believe that. I don't believe it's going to plow like a field because that part that tires the ground up, I don't need that ground.
Yeah.
My Jesus is going to give me a brand new body, and then I'll know Him like I want to know Him. Then I'll understand Him like I want to understand Him. And you know what? I'll be able to love you like I'm supposed to love you. What? Yeah. That's why heaven is going to be so full of love. They can't be no hate there. What? As long as we're in this body, there's going to be envy. There's going to be strife. There's going to be debating. There's going to, man, I don't agree with you. I've got a letter to have some on keep for years. It's given to me on my 83rd birthday. Mail to me. Man that I work with. Me and him disagreed on the Bible, but we left that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. If you disagree with somebody, just keep your mouth shut about it. Leave it alone. If I come to your house and in the day of adversity and we differ, we ain't going to make peace. But let's get to where we can let bygones be gone. I told a man that one night. I told him, I said, why can't we let bygones? What do you mean let bygones? Look it up in the dictionary. I did this morning. You know what it means, my dude? Same thing. Overlook.
Yeah.
Over now, I'll tell you something. I love Randy Jackson. I love your little wife, too. She's my sister. You women are my sister. You know, when I started, little old church I pastored with ball ground the first time, just a handful of people. But you know, God was there every time. I looked around here the other night, and I believe it was about 16 or 17 of us. And some of them, well, there ain't many here, are they? How many did it take to God to be in the midst? Three. If they be three gathered together, this is the key. You may be here and you may not. Now, Lamar, I've been in the house of God when I wasn't in the house of God. My presence was now, if you would have seen me, you would have seen me there, but I wasn't there. Huh? My fault, so I didn't meet in His name, did I? And He can't be in the midst of me when I didn't meet in His name. Me, myself, and I. That's three, ain't it? That's got to be. And guess what He wants to do? He wants to flood your heart with peace. He wants to flood it with joy. What for, Lamar? That He might have a habitation.
Yeah.
What did it say? And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself, in whom all the building fitly. Did you know? There's my hands. Well, that little old pinky, huh? Yeah, read the Bible and see what it says about the eyes, as they say to the hand. That I get them mixed up. But the hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you. But you know, we do that at times. Or I do. I do. I don't know about you, but I do. I get to play. Why? We could do without that. We could do without that. Well, we need to all be strong. Won't work. There won't be no need. Won't be no need to pray if we're all strong. If we're all strong, there won't be no need to care for one another. There won't be no need for help with one another. But I'm going to tell you something. I need help. Yeah, I'm 84. Headed toward 85. And men say, I got to think about Sam Crumbin, been preaching 60-something years. Guess what? I started in 62. How many years is it? I ain't no bigger today than I was when I started. Let me tell you something. I mentioned Raymond Davis a lot. Ed Winter. Jack Moore. There's about four or five of us started preaching about the same time. Your daddy got saved about the same time I did, young'un. I called him Stopper. I don't care how long I knowed him. It's Buddy Smith. We started praying all over these hills. I remember sometimes half a night crying, well, what was wrong with you? You're saved. Yes, but I didn't understand about that big helper that I had right here. I had a helper.
Amen.
I had a helper. I don't keep myself. Now, I know better to go to the dance hall. I know better to go. I don't mean to make you mad, but I know better to be at the beer joint. I know better than all that stuff. I know better to not go there. But these things, it tries to slip up on me.
Yeah.
But you know what? If I've got that habitation, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Well, who's with you?
The finishing of the work of God. God started it when He spoke the word,
said, "Let there be light." And that word was Jesus.
Yeah.
That's who He was in heaven with God, was the Father, was Jesus. He was God. But you know what moved on the face of the deep? What? The Spirit. The deep didn't have a thing in the world to do with it. You and I have. I'm serious. You know what? We can have service. We can say, you can play the piano. You can play the piano. And I love hearing you play, and you really do road. I appreciate it. And I love to hear people sing. But you know what? The best time, if I'm singing a solo or somebody else, the best time I look out and I see people singing it with me, whoo! Whoo! What do you mean, whoo? That's what I want! God wants us to be a part of Him!
Did you know even the Son took part with us that we might be able to take part? In Hebrew, read it. The thing that's different about me now, what is it? Is my understanding. You know what I mean? Experience has taught me that no matter how the devil tries to ride me,
a lot of people says, now God won't put more on you than you can stand. That ain't Bible, but it's teaching is.
Yeah.
He will not allow us to be tempted above that we're able, but He will with the temptation also make a way that of escape. Don't stop that we might be able to bear it. We may have to walk out the other side, and I'd rather walk out the other side than be picked up and carried out. That song said, He'll take you through. He'll take you through. That's what it is. And that's why if we'll give God a place of habitation in our heart,
then you know what? I ain't going to hold you long. This is what He says in the third chapter of Ephesians. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll get nowhere to God without Christ, and I'll get nowhere to Christ without the Spirit. I love you, but it's the truth. You know why them older people years ago, and I have got something wrong with prosperity too. It's outrun me. It's left me behind. But you know, I'm not really too worried about that. People are so smart up here. It ain't up here where I'm smart.
It's that little fella that lives right inside there, Robert Winker, that walks with me every day. And if I tell you something, it ain't right, that little fella lets me know that. Yeah, and if I hear you or see you do something, and I don't understand it, that little fella says, just pray for him. What's that song that the primitives sang? Tell Jesus on me. Just tell Jesus about me. But listen to what He's saying now. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom, listen, now come to a close, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. What's that name? Christian. Spell the first part of it. That's, I'll tell you right now, first C-H-R-I-S-T, you can't spell Christian without Christ. Listen what He said, now you listen.
that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. By his what? His spirit. Who teaches me what I understand? Who teaches you what you understand? Oh, I'm smart.
Yeah, I heard a woman say one time, she said because her little grandson was real smart and could do, he'll be saved early. This carnal mind is contrary to being saved. I'm not being mean. I won't bust your bubble if you feel that way. But I tell you what done my kids good. I believe it helped you, son, when you heard about Daddy spending them knees, them nights on prayer. See, I knew him when me and him was just dragging, just barely above the water. I knew where Ed Winkler was, just barely had his head. Jack Moore, this old Jack told me, he preached one night, he said, boy, the Lord got a hold of him. He said, I'll never doubt it again. I thought, yeah, the next time you have to get up, you're going to go through the same thing you went through with before you got. What is it? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you in due time. When I need what it was. Thank you for the valley. I walk through the day. The darker the valley, the more I learn to pray. Oh my, oh my. Oh folks, don't, the valley. You know what it said? Shetty used to sing a song, said he picked out a valley, a lily in the valley for me. You know why? The mountain looked too high till I got a glimpse of the lily. Yeah. What did it do? It sparked that inside of me, folks. Yeah. I didn't build that up. I didn't conjure that up. It come down from heaven above. Yeah. You hear what I'm telling you? It's God trying to do what? Gather us. Gather us to him. Hallelujah in Christ Jesus. I'm going to tell you, Jesus ain't here no more either. He's in heaven. Sitting right there by the right hand of the throne of God. And he's making intercession for a little old fellow like me. You know why? I may be wrong. I don't know. But I believe every once in a while he'd still go and say, Father, that's mine. Yeah. Let me help him. I believe sometimes he says, not yet, son. Yeah. He needs to bear just a little more. I remember when I first got saved. Boy, preaching, I just thought I just had to preach all the time. Just every way. It's so wonderful. Yeah. But then one day he set me down. He set me down. What he done? He took me out of his arm. Set me down. I'm going to tell you this. Crafton was our pastor. And he was standing in Harmony Grove right here. And he gave the altar call. And what's his name? Evan? Evan. They got the wrong name. Aaron and Evan. I got them backwards. But Evan was about this high. About the size of your little boy. Might have been just a little, that other one there, about that size. And he run up to Crafton. Now this is what God showed me. He run up to Crafton. Crafton's just being talked. Hey, little fella stood there like that. And a little while Crafton reached him and got him. But boy, you talking about a smile coming on. Why, have you ever had God to pick you up?
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered where you at, Lord? I need some help. That little fella, just, all he wanted is Daddy to pick him up. And he picked him up. Yeah. Boy, I mean, that face just lit up.
Yeah.
That's what happens to me and you.
Yeah.
When we let that habitation be real.
Yeah.
Christ told the disciples, I'm going to read just another verse and quit. Christ told the disciples one time,
and it was truth. He said, without me, ye can do nothing.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that? I mean, really and truly, let God
teach you what you can do nothing. Now, you know what he said? He said, I am the way.
Yeah.
Without him, there's no way. Did you know the law couldn't get us back right with God?
Yeah.
It could cover our sins, but every year they all come back. I'm glad it ain't that way today. I'm glad when I get on my knees and pray and God forgives me, they're washed away. I wish it was that way. Well, quit dragging them back up. Now the devil's going to throw you in the face with it. You can't preach on that. You used to do it. Yeah, used to. That makes a big difference. That used to, Benny. Yeah, I used to be a sinner. And I still would today if it wasn't for the three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That Holy Spirit is trying its best to prepare us for a heavenly world that we can live in and have peace and joy, and we'll be as one up there. Huh? Well, ain't going to be my wife up there. I ain't even going to know her as my wife up there. Well, I don't want to go to heaven. You probably ain't going nowhere, and I'm not being smart, and I say that. I told a young lady that one time. They asked me a question. I had been preaching long, Randy. And then she's talking about this woman, talking about, well, her daddy about heaven and all this stuff. And this one girl said, well, I'll tell you right now, Lamar, if I ain't going to know mama when I get there, I don't want to go. Mama didn't save me. Mama loved me. When I was born, she put me to her breast and lived because she furnished me a livelihood. And she told me about Jesus. Huh? And a lot of times it was just this right here. Not saying a word. Huh? Not saying a word. But boy, what a wit.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
But she didn't save me. But I prayed that night. I done tried to pray, Randy. I know what brought me to the altar.
Yeah.
But you know, it seemed like maybe he left me. But he didn't either.
Yeah. It was our way.
I'd have never made it if it hadn't been for the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Did you know that is the power of God? Do you know how God is really known? By his power.
Yeah.
If I don't know him spiritually, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. That ain't mean. That's the truth. He's the way, the truth. You know what will overcome a lie? Can you tell me? The truth?
Yeah.
Huh? The truth. That's all that will overcome a lie. I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. So what am I going to do without him? Well, who are you preaching about, Lamar? Have you not heard?
Yeah.
Jesus, not me.
Yeah.
I'll do anything in the world I can to help you. But you know what? These old legs right now are just trembling.
Yeah.
They are. Weak. But you know what? That man right in there is stronger than he's ever been.
Yeah.
My hope is stronger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. My rest. Now, I know there's a rest a coming.
Yeah.
Joanne Moore died here a while back. Now, her name, she had married, Lloyd's wife had died, and her husband died. They had married, and she was a maintenance. But her daughter told me, said, I put Daddy's name on there. I want her by more. You know what I got to talk about at her funeral? It wasn't there remaineth a rest for the people of God. That's when we die, Randy. But you know what? The minute you believe in your heart of Jesus, there's a rest comes.
Yeah.
And it's sure.
Amen.
It's steadfast.
Yes, sir.
It's unmovable, Randy Jackson.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
I may never see you again, Leroy. Bruce, I may never see you again. I love you, folks. I appreciate you this morning. I appreciate you getting up there.
Amen.
I told him, I said, you think you didn't do nothing. Where's that other little fella at?
Bless him.
I ain't spotted him yet. But anyway, he read. I wish you could have been up here.
Amen.
I wish you'd have been in this class.
Amen.
I could have taken off. In that Sunday school case, I couldn't just stood up and preach this very message.
Yeah.
Lamar, I couldn't have done it within myself. But that spirit just started encircling every one of us in that Sunday school class. You said, I've never seen that before, didn't you? That's what he said. He said, I've never seen this before about Abraham taking sons. I said, you know, he really meant to do that.
Yes.
He laid him on the altar.
Yes, he did.
Why? God said to. They said, God, I know it says God tempted Abraham. God don't tempt nobody. God can't be, I don't care how mean I get, Randy, I can't tempt God, but said one way. And that's claim to be his when I ain't. I heard a man one time, and I hadn't been preaching in a long time. But I heard this man, he was an older preacher. And he was preaching, he got real high. He said, I'm going to tell you people something. He said, I wouldn't be afraid to swing out over hell on a rotten corner stalk. When he said that, a chill went through me, and I thought, whoa. I didn't understand it. Why? He was boasting within himself. He was boasting within himself. And when the devil took Christ, tried to get him to obey him by making stones bread out of stones. Couldn't get him that way because he just gave him back. Man, don't live with bread alone. You don't live with that Bible on. Some people does. That Bible. I got news that is the Word of God. But without the Spirit, it's worthless. I'm serious. Without the Spirit to reveal that Word, Christ said one time, he said, no man knoweth the Father but the Son. And to whom he will reveal. Who? Christ. I heard old Gene, and I love him. He said, I went to that altar because I didn't want to go to hell. But you know what brought him to that altar? The goodness of God. You know what reached down in God? You know what's going to get that little girl and that boy? This and this and this. You know what's going to do that? God is going to let them hear the Word. And it's going to prick their heart. But that Holy Spirit's going to come and say, he loves you. Come. Come. Come where? Come out of the crowd that don't believe. And come to that foolish bunch they're talking about. Huh? No, I've never seen God. I've never seen Christ as far as looking at. But I've seen him in people's face. The plain is just amazing. But it skewered. There's been a lot of things skewered me, and I didn't know why, but I find a blessing to us now. And if Christ in the enemy, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. What is faith, Lamar? It's substance of thing hoped for. If you already got it all, then you ain't got no need for hope. But hope secures us. He that hath this hope purifieth. What's it talking about right before that? Christ. There's that rest that you get. And that brother that said, I tried to get rid of him. I didn't want him around me. There you are. I didn't want him around me. God still loved you in that time. He wasn't proud of what was happening. But just like sister, just like that grandson or whichever one it was, said, don't talk to me. There's a fella told me one day too. We was working over up towards Cahutta. Working over there, and we got talking about the Lord and this and that and the judgment and one thing and another. And that man looked at me and he said, I'll tell you what, preacher. He said, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. And it wouldn't be, but I looked at him, I said, there won't be no bridge when you get there. Why? Christ is the bridge. That gulf's unbelief. I can't cross that gulf, Randy, without Christ. I got to believe in him to cross that gulf. But he's doing it for this. I promise you, I'll hush. But he said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Now listen. May be able to comprehend with all saints. Now listen. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? Don't stop right there. Height. Let me get back where I was at. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That's the Spirit. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. It said, amen. That's the message. That's the message. Am I trusting him? Or am I trusting in what I know naturally? Can't do that. Rich man did.
Poor man sat out there. Said, you can come and get a song. Come on. And that poor man was set that gate for a reason. Proverbs says, let not truth and mercy forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. What do you mean, mercy and truth? The Bible says, be careful to entertain strangers, for many have entertained angels unaware. Them verses ain't closed. They're wide apart. Sometimes it's wide apart what God shows me. Sometimes he'll just bundle me up and bless me. But you know what? That is for them. But I've got faith in God that hope that I have will come true. I believe he's coming back, don't you? Matter of fact, in my heart, I believe it's strong enough to like this tell you, I know according to the Word of God, Christ is coming back one of these days. You know who he's coming after? And I'm on hush. What you going to sing?
Amazing Grace.
Listen, he's coming back for one thing. Them that has allowed him to gather them. Already. I ask you, that spirit, now everybody thinks that we ought to all believe just exactly alike. Well, when it comes to Christ, that's the truth. They know a way, are they, Randy?
Yeah.
But you know, God don't tell me about Randy that needs help. He tells me about me. And he tells me what was it, the day of Pentecost? They was they was 11, 12 of them there, you know, that was doing the preaching. And they was different nations. I believe there's about 8 or 9 different nationalities of people there. But they all heard them in the language wherein they were born.
Yep.
You may be a preacher, and I may be a preacher. You hearing that the Spirit's telling you, and you hearing the Spirit's telling you. And what's it doing? I'm telling you, the gatherer is gathering us together. We need to let him gather us. But Lamar, you don't know me. I know somebody that does. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm hushing. He still loves you. And he's trying his best to gather us together.
Amen.
That thumb, that finger don't work backwards, doesn't. Thank God for grace. Sing, brother. This is it. Listen to it.